Good day. Welcome to the Guardians of the Holy Grail with Mark Amaru Pinkham. This program will explore the secrets behind the Knights Templar and other secret mysteries of the world today. Now, here's your host, Mark Amaru Pinkham.
Greetings, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Guardians of the Holy Grail, a program dedicated to diving deep to uncover and expose the truth behind the Knights Templar, secret societies, and the ancient Holy Grail mysteries. The Guardians of the Holy Grail was created by me to clear up many of the popular misconceptions that have been perpetrated in the mainstream media regarding the secret societies, the Holy Grail mysteries, and the bloodline from Jesus and Mary Magdalene. Through this show, I'm hoping to set the record straight with hard facts from authors and researchers, as well as with testimonials from current and past members of the Initiatic Societies. I myself am a Knight Templar of the International Order of Gnostic Templars, which was founded to revive the mystical rites and wisdom of the original Knights Templar that over the centuries has either been lost or ignored. You can learn about our Gnostic Temple organization and sign our mailing list by visiting our website, which is www.gnostictemplar.org. You can also sign up there for our 18-lesson Gnostic Templar e-course. You can become an associate member. There are videos to watch, books to buy. One of the books that is featured there now is my new book, called World Gnosis, The Coming Gnostic Civilization, which chronologues the movement that has passed down through the Knights Templar and the secret societies to found a one-world civilization based on Gnostic spirituality. The movement to a one-world civilization actually began many, many thousands of years ago on the legendary continents of Atlantis and Lemuria, and that is exactly where the book begins. Now, the book culminates with a description of what this new Gnostic civilization will look like in the coming days and the new spirituality that will be a part of it. Now, as I said, you can purchase a copy of this book on our web store, which the website, again, is www.gnostictemplars.org. Now, today's show, if you have any questions for our guests, please feel free to call in our toll-free number, which is 866-472-5795. Now, today is a show that I've been waiting for, and I know a lot of you have been. We're going to be speaking with the Grand Master of the Illuminati Order, and we're going to be talking about, many things, one of which is the movement for this one-world civilization that I've written about in my current book. But before we get to the interview, I'd first like to mention the France tour I'm leading with my good friend Nancy Safford, who's a priestess of the Magdalene Mystery. She's also a Knights Templar. And she and I are going to be leading a tour to southern France and northern Spain in September, September 20th through the 30th. We chose those dates because it corresponds to the equinox and the full moon, because we plan to do a lot of ceremonies down there. See, we believe that that whole area is ripe to reveal a lot of mysteries that's been kept hidden there for many thousands of years. These are the mysteries of the goddess tradition, and many of them have been hidden in this gigantic terrestrial pentagram. And within this five-pointed pentagram, there are legends that say that there's another Solomon's temple that's built to scale and buried there. There are also priceless relics that include the body of Mary Magdalene and even manifestations of the Holy Grail itself. Most recently, the tomb man Ben Hammett discovered a cave that has a mummy inside of it that he believes is the mummy of Mary Magdalene. So there's a lot happening down there and we want to take part in all of it. So we're going to be going to Rennes Le Chateau, which is kind of the heart of where the mysteries are being revealed, and we're also going to Montserrat in northern Spain, which is associated with the many mysteries of the Holy Grail and the Templars, and it has a very powerful black Madonna there. Also going to Montsegur, which is headquarters of the Cathars. We're going to Saint Marie de la Mer, which is on the Mediterranean, just where Mary Magdalene and some of the other disciples of Jesus landed after leaving the Holy Land. So we're going to a lot of very important, very, very powerful places. And we all want you all to come along. We've got just a small group that's coming with us, and we're almost full, actually. So if you are interested, you need to register soon. And you can do that at this website, which is www.sacredsitesjourneys.com. That's www.sacredsitesjourneys.com. It's going to be a powerful time for everybody. Okay, so getting to today's show. As you know, the Illuminati has become very notorious these days for being behind a conspiracy to take over the world and implement a new world order. Supposedly, this new world order is to be administered by a despotic oligarchy and take away most or all of our freedoms. Well, today we're going to learn about the Illuminati from one of its leaders and hopefully find out what they're really up to. What is the Illuminati really about? My guest today is Freda Corvus, whose official title is Grand Master of the Illuminati Order. Now, Freda Corvus also has an assortment of other titles, and I'll go through them one by one so you can get an idea of really... What this initiate has accomplished in the initiatic orders. He's also the sovereign and holy imperator of the Societas Ordo Templi Orientis, or the OTO. He's sovereign great prior of the Order of the Templar Knights for Mexico and Latin America, sovereign great commander of the Supreme Council of Egyptian Masonry of the Rites of Memphis and Mizraim for the Mexican United States. He's the Great Master of the Order of Teutonic Knights for Mexico. He's a 33-degree Mason of the Scottish Rite, Great Hierophant of the Old Egyptian Rite of the Crater of Poa, Holy Master of the Great Lodge of the Black Sun, First Great Inductory Watchman of the Great Hidden Lodge, Skull and Bones, Great Master of the Universal Temple Knights, Great Hierophant of the Order of the Black Servant of the Black Serpent of the OTO Antigua. Well, I'm totally out of breath now after saying all his titles. So Freda Corvus obviously has an amazing career in the initiatic societies. So we're going to talk to him about the Illuminati and some of these other orders as well. Now, you can learn more about Freda Corvus and the Illuminati by going to the Illuminati website, which is www.ordeniluminati.net. ordeniluminati.net. So, great. Greetings, Freda Corvus. Welcome to Guardians of the Holy Grail.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mark. And thank you, Full, for the space. And thank you, Full, to all the people to lead the center until this hams and office today. It's a pleasure, this interview. And in the first place, I wanna go in a way allowed to explain both and great objectives of the Order Illuminati. If you let me start. The Illuminati Order has its origins in the 17th century. It's a full initiatory system and a school with many symbols. It was created before an increasing social injustice and in a clear intervention of the Christian Church in this century in another orders like Freemasonry and another orders. In the next centuries, like another orders, their members has being persecuted. Very similar cases throughout history are apparent, like Templar Knights, Teutonic Knights, Theosophic societies, among others. The Illuminati Order was persecuted and their members jailed in more than occasion in a civil and Catholic court, even promoted by movements sheltered by the Vatican. The accusations went from heresies, adoration to demons, to a throw from anarchists and the promotion of the revolutions in the several European countries. Nevertheless, nothing else moved away from the reality. The Illuminati Order maintains like principle the social fairness of the political and religious systems of the men, promoting equality for circumstances in all levels, social, spiritual, all levels. Politically, we respect the forms of government legally established. Nevertheless, when the natural rights of the man as the freedom and the simple one right to life peaceful and happy are altered, we, unlike other societies, always assume our historic role. We think that the word is valid means if the last line and a clear last line of defense of our rights against government systems that see to the human being try all humanity more a mass without a conscience. With respecting to the religion, the Illuminati Order also has relayed important transitions. We have been judged by all means attains and great reasons by which the Catholic Church excommunication at her service by a surrealist creation. These reasons suppose atheism, adoration to demons, heresies against the Church and his dogmas, to want to compare to the man began promised to him divinity, when the unique divine wants it the finally most absurd good and awful the acquisitions. By religion's intolerance and promote the Judaism. But I'm sure that you, as a great master of the Gnostic Templar Knights into the United States, these positions are family to you, since they every similar to those be which the Jews at your service of the poor Knights of Christ in the 14th century. Lamentably, until the present time, our form or philosophical thought has been badly misinterpreted and interpreted and full of legend and conspiracy theories. In the personally, I am very comfortably and cause some kind of louder those theories and speculations to me. Into the modern period, I wanna say about the administration into the Illuminati Order. In the modern period, the order has been undergoing some transformations in its interior, mainly administrative, for some years. We had a single great teacher. Nevertheless, we appointed a great teacher in the nations that outside our facility we are seeking in search of information. Our great teachers, our great masters, were stopped by the courts from various countries, moved by Catholic interests and finally economic and other interests. We arrived at a fundamental point of change into the institution. 3 years ago, the most high degrees of the Illuminati Order decided that Mexico will be shooted by two many reasons. First, in the tolerance towards the religion and different forms or forum expression, but essentially something that I had to him to recognize to Mexico about many countries. And this is the great freedom and in this country. Finally, we decide that the 13 more high degrees decide and the leaders of the order will be make the central in Mexico for the world, creating a great priory similar like Templar Knights with this central in Mexico. Was conduction is in the hands of two masters or great priors, Miguel Ángel Fuentes, Frater Ometeotl, and Mike Mello, Frater or Frater Corvus. The other 11 members are scattered by the world to do fulfilling two main objectives. And first is that if one of outside victim of attack, of some kind of attack, always will be other 12, and that one would be replaced immediately that the attack member. And the second and the real distribution of the knowledge and all over the world, all over the world, with a real conduction of the priors in their nations. And finally, the most sublime objective, we avoid the cult of the person to the person. Having to these priors has allowed to spread the real reasons to the Illuminati order. Size is a reason so many institutions have perverted. We sure this is a most important and sublime objective. We need to kill the cult a person to the person, and we need to re-educate and replantate the real lessons, the real degrees, knowledge in the individuals, and work without some kind of leader. First of all, I would want to mention the philosophical and religious part of the institution. In fact, we are a full institution of symbols and allegories, like the Freemasonry and the Rosicrucians, like another orders. Many of our symbols are misinterpreted, and another cause fear before the society doesn't have a real knowledge about these symbols. We have symbols like the unfinished pyramid with the divine eye that always represent the state of perfectibility of the man under the divine scrutiny, the symbol of Tubal-Cain, important person in the legend and allegorical figures of personage like Prometheus, Iblis, Shamael, with the education, the divine fire, the fire of civilization, the flower of the life, or the tree of Sephiroth and Cliffoth, all the secrets of the high Jude's Revis, education of the Hebrews, the process of the great opus or the la opus magna in Latin, Nigredus, Albedus, and Rubedus. This is a philosophic stone and the elixir of the life. The encounter of the last word, throw order and chaos. Perhaps most important or for all smaller mysteries are the Baphomet, anagram of Sophia, a symbol education through the understanding and assimilation of shaped hermetic symbols in the androgynous figure of this personage. But perhaps greatest of our lessons, it is in the expression Illuminati homo est Deus in Latin. And that makes reference to apotheosis of the human being, under the argument of which all, every people, all, we talk in our interior spark of a divine energy that allows us to have life. That divine spark is directly emanate to of God, and God conquers it in a favor in our interior. We used this allegory, which when having to God in us, we are God, the man is God. But it's a bad interpretation for some people. Many have thought that we want to compare ourselves to the great creator or the great father, and that it fails. It's a plus, it's an invitation, a symbolic invitation. The human being has a great personal, spiritual conduction or intellectual capacity, and don't need give this capacity to another human being or another institution. Or on the contrary, if the human beings wish to speak with God, they only must close the eyes and look for his interior. His capacities to him are enormous, and mainly each human being is a unique owner of his own life and destiny. But is therefore that so we have been persecuted. We invited all the people to that they are not ignorant followers of cults that don't understand, and to that they are the owners for their spiritualities. In the fact, yes, we are atheists because we don't believe in any religion. Also, we respect any form of religion's expressions. Nevertheless, those religions that base their beliefs on his members, faith blind or ignorant, or her letter against fears of the natural rights of the human being and who is the free will. And the second, and you will you say at minutes ago, the second of its great objectives is the New World Order. With the grace of the Creator, like a dollar bill, it makes reference to a state of social and religious equality in all the world. We are all humans, and we see those more important ways on the difference of religions' beliefs, but also we express that the systems of a good government are susceptible to corrupted by political power or money. At present, many of the governments in the world, many of the government systems are corrupted because they have stopped seeing the people as individual, and they treat them like a social mass without a thought. For the systems, we are only a number, and the system can't see our spiritual, affective, educative needs for work, education. The governments have become a political system of hope, where the governors the only deal with hope, which everything will be well, and everything else will live more good, and they are still indifferent before the true deficits of each individual. Nowadays, we have a repressive government and corrective laws. No longer are governments worried about the individuals and governments who prevent the misery with the society. The tyranny of the bourgeoisie has returned into 20th century, and few sectors or those that have a real political power and economic power, and their interests do not have anything common with the interests of the humanity and the individuals. Of a very real form, the individuals directly doesn't affect the falls of the great markets in New York, the great drug traffic, the modern slavery, or if some millionaire gain another $1 million in the market of New York. Which really worries to us is that the governments are not worried about the individual. To those sectors of high power concerts, doesn't have a real preoccupation about the families in Alabama, if have it or not, social security, if the children of Cuba are in the school or not, or if the woman in Ciudad Juarez are dying into the hands of the serial killer. We are in the world most in this humanity, full of injustice to individual, and we reach every time they're more rich and the powerful, it's more powerful. The poor and middle class, like you or me, every day we are more miserable in our political power. Our voices doesn't have an echo, and with the Congress, with the congressmen, or with the president in our nation, we lost the way in this sense. I ask, so much people, who really lost in the American crisis, for example? The real answer the citizens that lost houses, cars, business, and works. For the great ones and powerful millionaires, only were lost a few numbers in a paper. But for us, we lost our entire life works. We lost our houses, we lost a few inversions in our own business. We think we should assume our history role. Socially, we should encourage to the society to raise their voices, saying only the people have the right to decide what is the convenient living aside a political and economic interest. I want to say, according to the order and her philosophical and initiatical school, the Illuminati order marks that the science and the ancient knowledge should not contradict. The order teach to the individual to recognize like an individual in all levels. See, like himself, like the most important part in the balance to the universe, into the nature, and like a very important part of own universe. We try to learn to the people to make a difference. It begins in home, in the countries, in the world, in the different religions, we have the most important knowledge into the Illuminati order about the New World Order. The real job for a social equality and put outside this injustice, social or economical injustice, we need to work together like human beings, not like not like a countries, not like a races or Christians or Jews. We need work for all humanity. And finally, we have a great learnings, a great knowledge about the ancient mysteries. We, like Illuminati Order, we learn to the individual three kind of footpaths. The first of these footpaths, it's the loner mysteries. In these mysteries, we learn a physical recognition. This is a footpath of the moon, of the left hand, the natural generation, like a Black Madonna or Cosmic Madonna, the origins, mysteries of the humanity, in alchemist school, the process of putrefaction or nigredus, the magic, the physical magic, and his harmony. It's squares into the Freemasonry symbols or the Baphomet in the Templar Knights. In the second mysteries, or the high mysteries, we find the recognize about the natural world, a great mother, the great Sophia, this another anagram of the Baphomet, and the compression of the these faculties about the human mind and the human spirit, and the real mysteries about the universe, and the hermetism, the purification about the human being, this alchemy process, Albedus, or the second great process. This is sublime magic. This is a magic of the right hand, like a compass into the Freemasonry, the Sangreal or the Sangraal, the real blood, the real alliance, and the fly of the eagle, and the highway to the sun. Finally, we have the third of these footpaths, the most high and most ancient mysteries. This footpath. I only say this is the third Masonic Freemasonry column. This is the real great master, This is the last process in alchemy, like a rubidus, when you finally find the philosophical stone and the elixir of the life, three dragons. The three dragon post and the serpent with wings. This is the first time when you find the lost word, and this word has sense. This word, contrary to the Freemasonry, doesn't die with a master in an abyss. This word, this lost word, lives into the sanctuary of each master in this school. For first time in this third footpath, we can find the rose and the cross, like Rosicrucians, the great secret in the Solomon's temple, founded for Templar Knights, and the cosmic Christ this point of pyramid, and the real New World Order. In resume, it's the finally footpath when you can find the real apotheosis about the human being.
Well, thank you, Freda Corvus. I've got a lot of questions I'd like to ask you, and actually, I might have more than we have time today. Is it possible that you can also come back next week and speak to us?
Yes, I'm very glad if you invited to me. I'm very, very glad, and it's a pleasure if you want it, and if you need take a note about the all questions. I don't have any trouble with answer one by one.
Thank you. I'll ask you a few now, and then the rest we can ask next week. How's that? I think that maybe some of the audience might have had a little difficulty understanding everything that you were saying, so I'd like to kind of clarify it if I can. I know that you were saying that the Illuminati was descent. It's a descent from the Knights Templar, is it not? Because the Knights Templar, I know they wanted to create this one world Gnostic civilization, and so the Illuminati continued that movement to create a one world Gnostic civilization. Is that right?
Yes. Well, the Illuminati Order designs two great schools. The one school is Templar Knights, with the most important secrets and life ways about the Templar Knights, and the other one is Theosophic societies in the 12th century. We have into the Illuminati Order the most important secrets with the Templar Knights. The Templar Knights, before the great hunting in the France or England or all Europe continent, it needs make a low profile, and the Freemasonry origins the Christian and Catholic Church monitors this Freemasonry lodge, but the Illuminist philosophy makes over into the orders and lodges. We preserve this Templar knowledge. I'm absolutely agree. The Templar Knights and the modern Templar Knights and Templar Knight schools and the Illuminati order descend for the same order, the poor Christian knights into the 12th century.
Well, so the I think we can redefine what this New World Order is really all about. It's about creating a one world where everyone can experience complete freedom of belief, of worship. They're given a lot more freedoms than they are now, as opposed to losing their freedoms. They're gaining a lot more freedoms through this New World Order, right?
Yes. A real important or real kind of learning about the Illuminati school, and we have these learnings about the Templar Knights. It's a conduct of the Illuminati person. This is like I said at the moment ago, like an Illuminati person, when have a this work, social and personal work, needs have a real and free conduct. This conduct is very similar, like a Templar conduct. I say some kind of points, like we don't make coward or bestial with some people. We don't lie to another people. We need express, will be express real feelings about the good, the great goodness, the great nature. We need be conscious about the power in the warriors or soldiers in this Illuminati or Templar school. And the most important principles for the Illuminati was the most important principles to the Templar Knights. We share this freedom and spirituality and intellectual and behavior ways to make the things with the people.
Well, Frieder Cordes, I have a question. After the time of Adam Weishaupt, when the Illuminati was abolished in Germany, did the school of the Illuminati, the mysteries of the Illuminati, did they continue, and where did they continue?
Yes, the Adam Weishaupt school and their principles continue today. Even the third degree and all degrees, it sustains the ancient and by how they denominate the degrees. We continue with the Illuminati tradition with the new Illuminati order, and we sustain the Hermetic, Templars, Alchemy, and another Illuminist kind of philosophy in our schools in this moment. The Illuminati order it's the most orthodox to the initiatical level schools, and we found this gold this gold thread into the some orders, and the original Illuminati school works with this gold thread.
Well, the Illuminati it went through kind of a revival and a reformation in Spain in the 1990s, right? And
yes.
can you speak about that?
Okay. This person when works with the ancient rites and the ancient mysteries about the Adam Weishaupt and Illuminati order, makes a new order into the Illuminati order. But the historical way is said to us, like I said a time ago into the interview, the real problem was into the great persecution about the Illuminati order and their leaders. Into the United States and all America at 2 or 3 years ago, reconstruction in Spain, the most important leaders into the Illuminati order was persecution about the Catholic or political powerful people into the power, and we need a public faith. This Frater Prometheus makes this work. The most important work in Spain at 3 or 4 more years ago was this public faith. We need a public work, and Frater Prometheus decides work with this line. But the Frater Prometheus time has come, and he had a new and another really religious and personal out of hand. He wasn't make more for the Illuminati order. He returns to the Judaism, to the Black Judaism, and today in this day, Frater Prometheus back to the his Judaism origins, and he non-marks into the Illuminati order. The Illuminati Order, before this restructuration and this work for public faces, like I say, retakes a new way, and this way is the way about the priori, about the great masters in all the world, and we sure this is the most real way to work and to do something about the world.
So the person behind this revival of the Illuminati, he was Gabriel Lopez de Rojas, right, in Spain in the mid-1990s?
Yes.
Is he still involved? Go ahead.
Yes. Well, more than revived the Illuminati Order. The Illuminati Order never became. We need a public face, and we need shows the Illuminati Order to all the world. But all the high degrees doesn't prepare to make this work. And then Gabriel Lopez de Rojas made this work. He made the public face, and he made a public work with the Illuminati Order. But today the Illuminati Order continues with the original line, with the Bavarian original line about Adam Weishaupt, about the original mysteries. And Gabriel Wolf, I sent to him a great list. It's a good friend, a good frater, but Wolf, he had a new interest in another things, another kind of philosophy, like a Judaism, and I only said about him. I think a great bless.
So basically, you're saying that the Illuminati Order never ceased to exist. There's an unbroken tradition from the time of Adam Weishaupt, and that people, members of the Illuminati, have been progressing through the 13 degrees of the order ever since the time of Adam Weishaupt.
Yes, absolutely. The original mysteries continue with us. The original mysteries about Adam Weishaupt, and the Illuminati Order's lines never broken. We need so much time made the order a hidden order. We need made this order urban legend because the time doesn't was to appropriate to show the humanity this kind of knowledge, but today we feel it's a time the new world order and the new evolution spiritually and intellectually for the human being it's near, it's coming, and we need assume this historical role. And we are public now.
Right. So Freda Corvus, where is the Illuminati Where are the members now? Are they in many countries all over the world? Are they concentrated in certain countries like Spain? Can you give me an idea where they're located?
Okay. Well, like I said, we are scattered in all the world. Like example, in Argentina, we have a great prior. In Ecuador, we have a great prior to Central America, in Argentina to South America, in United States, we have two great priors. In Mexico, we have two great priors. In Spain, we have a great prior. Into the Caribbean islands, we have a great prior. Into the Australia, we have a great prior. In all the world, we have a 13 the most high degrees into the order. The great prior is conformed by these 13 high degrees, and we are. We are spending in all the world. Basically, you can find us into the United States, two, into the Mexico, two, one in Central America, one in South America, one in Spain, one into the Switzerland, one into the Russia, one in Africa, one in Australia, one into the Caribbean islands, one into the Pacific island zone, and if we are the most public faces, but we work with another high degrees in all the world, but. Into this public work, we try to hide so much of lodges and chapters because in spite of the time is coming, we need make very careful with another expressions, or in this moment we have a be careful with another persecution about our ideals.
So you have many grand priors around the world. Can you say approximately how many members there are in the Illuminati order all over the earth? Can you say that, or is that possible?
Tell me. In the high degrees, we are in all Illuminati order, we are approximately 105,000, or a little bit more. And the high degrees, we are near to 7,000, approximately.
Wow. So there's many grand priors. Is there one grand master or grand prior that is the grand prior over all the earth, over all the different countries? Is there one person at the very top of the Illuminati?
Well, in this pyramid of degrees, the most high degrees only we are 13. Only in all the world, But for down stairs down, we have a most the high degrees in these chapters or lodges generally are to the 11 or 12 degrees, but the most high degrees not only be a great masters into the Illuminati order. We conform to the Skull and Bones lodges, and we are members to the Black Serpent order, and we need to participate in this 13 high degrees. Have the all public and secret degrees into the Illuminati order. The Illuminati order had two secret degrees and internal order denominated Skull and Bones Lodge, and this is conformed by another three degrees. Knights of Lucifer or Knights of Skull and Bones.
So it sounds like when an initiate rises to the higher levels of the Illuminati, then they are eligible or become members of these other more secretive orders, like the Order of the Black Serpent or the Lodge of the Black Sun or the Court of Lucifer. Is that right?
Yes. The Illuminati order was divided in three grades steps. Three great steps. The Minor Mysteries. These are conformed by the one at 9 degree. The Major Mysteries. Conformed by the 10, 11, and 12 degree, and the most high degrees or ancient degrees in the 13 and two secret degrees, 14, 14.1, and 42, and the three degrees, interior degrees, night and Knights degrees into the Illuminati order, into this internal order degrees.
So are these other orders, the Order of the Black Serpent or the Black Sun or the Court of Lucifer, are they very secretive, or can you speak about them too?
Well, these orders we compared these. Or philosophy and initiatical schools with these orders. In the case of the Black Serpent order, this order is the most high degrees into the Societas Ordo or Societas Ordo Templis Orientis. In the case of the Black Sun and another lodges, this is secret and internal degrees and very deep very deep degrees and schools into the Illuminati order. In historically the Bavarians makes a hidden lodges with this knowledge. Like a Black Sun lodges or chapters. The Illuminati order had in administrative interior constitution these degrees.
So you're saying that some of these mysteries came from Babylonia, did you say?
Well, yes, we have a mystery about Babylonia. Well, the Illuminati order contains in all mysteries and knowledge, about the Babylonian, the Mesopotamic, Egyptians, Akkadians, Greece, Romans, Aztecs, Mayans, Incas, and ancient cultures, Chinese, Hindus, Japanese, Thailandese, and another culture. But we don't make a special view into their life ways. We have a special points or facts into the ancient learnings or ancient knowledge into these cultures. We try to find, or even Adam Weishaupt try to find or found this golden or gold thread about this special or high priest high priestess knowledge. We have in to all degrees and learnings so much knowledge about the runes, the yoga, magic work, visualization, and so much kinds of philosophy or spirituality schools across the time.
Well, can you tell me briefly, Freda Corvis, what are the esoteric mysteries that you inherited from the Knights Templar?
Well, basically three. The most important is the knowledge about the Black Madonnas, and the Great Mother, this Cosmic Mother, and the Nature Cosmic Recognition. The second be the Baphomet figure or the Sophia figure with this Hermetic and alchemist knowledge. And in the esoteric part, the Templar Knights was a very, very special. The most real or greatest and important learning about or knowledge about the esoteric knowledge in the Templar Knights for me was the hidden ways to the cosmic recognition to the individual person. The Knight Templars make so much symbols and so much learnings about these three great ways: the consummation and the harmonization with all energies into the person, and the harmonization about the spirituality, the physically, the mind or thinking about the one person, and across this harmonization start to the footpath in the cosmic recognition about one individual. And then the cosmic recognition about the human being and the all humanity.
Well, I think that that's a good place to stop right now, Fredo Corvus. Perhaps next week you can come back and we can talk about what plans the Illuminati has right now in order to help create the New World Order, and perhaps how people can get involved if they are interested in becoming members of the Illuminati. So if that sounds good, we'll talk to you again next week at the same time.
Okay, it's a real pleasure, and I want to invite to all people, if someone have a question or some people it's interested in the symbolism or into the Illuminati order or another order, well, call to the radio program, and I'm very glad to participate in the construction of this great building of knowledge and recognized into the cosmic spirituality into the human being.
Well, thank you very much, Fredo Corvus, for coming here and sharing your deep and profound knowledge with us, and we look forward to talking with you again next week.
Yes, it's a pleasure. I'm very thankful with you and with the radio station and with all people. Thanks again, and I send you a great hug, a great bless for you and for all the people, and this bless full in love and peace for all of them. Thank you very much, and the next week we talk in this program. Thank you very much, my dear brother.
Thank you, brother. Okay, well, I guess I don't need to talk about next week. Fredo Corvus has agreed to come back again, and we're going to talk a lot more about the Illuminati, especially what they're up to right now, what their activities are in order to bring in this New World Order. As I said, as well as possibly how you can get involved if that is something that you feel inspired to do, if you feel drawn to become a member at this time. Okay, well, that's our show for today, and thank you all for being here. And have a fabulous week. We'll talk to you same time, same place, and always remember that the true Holy Grail is right inside, and go there and find it. Okay, bye for now.